Hare Krishna, a short reading from 8th volume of Navaraja Mahima. O Srimati Radharani, O Sriman Shamasundar, the shower of nectar from your holy name soothes my burning limbs, pacifies my unruly mind, and quenches my thirsty soul. And so I chant Hare Krishna. Long ago I boarded the boat of your holy names and set out across the ocean of material existence for the shores of a celebrated realm where you are set to play eternally with your loving companions. Since then I have been plying the ocean of material existence, sometimes over rough water, sometimes against unfavorable winds, sometimes in the face of dangerous pirates or vicious aquatics. Yet I remain patient and steadfast in my vow to one day adorn you with a garland of your own ambrosial names, names that like a strong current mystically carry me to the treasure chest of your lotus feet. Sometimes in the mounting excitement of my zeal, that distant land seems to come into view. I think I hear the voices of that realm's joyous residents and smell the scent of aromatic pleasure gardens. The happiness aroused by chanting your names at times sublimely confuses me. At those times I think I have set foot upon the camphor-cool shores of your home to seek your footprints in the sand. I hear the reassuring voice of my captain, Srila Prabhupada, feel favorable breezes caress my soul, and know that you, the treasured goal of my journey, have made the trials of that journey insignificant. After some time, the lapping of ocean waves breaks my reverie, and I call out to you. Your names then appear as two indescribable forms, forms that bring tears to my eyes and cause my throat to choke up. By fixing my mind on your enchanting forms, I can turn my back on the painful past that lured me with false promises. Thinking and speaking only of you, I no longer look back. My future is with you. O Sham, when I call out to you with affection, your smile wipes away my sorrows. Your glance ignites a cooling fire in my heart, and your threefold bending form destroys the threefold miseries of life. O Radha, just writing your name compels me to run to your side and dress and ornament you in a way that brings the greatest pleasure to Sham. May pronouncing your name fulfill that aspiration. O sacred names, O sacrament of sound, by your grace I left the past far behind me, and I never look back. If there is such bliss in wanting to serve your forms, I cannot imagine the bliss in the service itself. O great mantra of deliverance, please fill the sails of my heart with favorable winds and quickly guide me to the divine couple. That is my humble entreaty in the sparkling diamond dust of your feet. Hare Krishna.